I love it.
Okay, Keith, we need to an update on the carnivore diet.
Okay, yeah. I know you guys have been on the edge of your seats ever since I told you guys that I'm on the carnivore diet. And let me tell you something. This might be the sole reason I go vegetarian, if not vegan, because I don't know how people do it. Like, this much meat I've never consumed in my life. Like, for breakfast, wake up, couple eggs, like a slice of raw cheese, a little bit of cottage cheese. And that actually fills me up. But then it's the lunchtime and I just want like a salad, but you can't have vegetables. So I did it for 4 days and then I was really craving a fruit. And I just really needed like a blueberry. And so I caved and I got some blueberries to pop in my mouth before like a workout. I'm like, I need like a like something to like energize me. And I was feeling full, but I wasn't feeling like that high, yeah, you know, that you get from like any kind of like pre-workout. I'm like, and this is not even anything, but I'm just like, I just need something, a little bit of natural sugars. So where I'm at in my journey, I would say I am more, this is what TikTok said, okay? This is, I'm getting all my insight from them. I am animal-based.
Okay.
That's what it says. So it is carnivore, but it also, like, there are certain vegetables that you can have and certain, like, okay, fruits. Like, it's, like, low, yeah, carb, not no carb. It's low sugar, not zero sugar.
Can so you it's have, like, milk and eggs?
I went to Whole Foods. Eggs, yes. Like, you okay can have that on the carnivore. It's okay meat and dairy, essentially.
Okay.
But it's, like, the milk has to be, like, the most, almost, like, not illegal, but is almost as pure as you, yeah, can get. And then cheese is, like, raw cheese. So I had to, like, search high and low at some places for like the most natural ingredients, essentially.
Yeah.
And I actually got this milk and I looked it up and it is like the most legal milk that you can get with being
not pasteurized, basically.
Not pasteurized, pretty much. And it actually is really good. Like, I'll do that. Oh, this is the other thing. I'm like, I need caffeine. I did go like a couple days, like 4 days without, but I was like, I'm just gonna do black coffee. I'm not gonna add sweetener. So I'll do like a half a glass of like iced black coffee and then I'll put a little bit of that milk in it. And it's actually, yeah, so good. I might just continue doing that like after this because it feels creamy and like, mm-hmm, it feels like I don't need additional sweeteners, which is so nice.
Yeah.
But I also like I'm on my period now and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this diet on my period. Like, I, you know, when you're just like, I, yeah, need something that's,
you're
not
like satisfied. You need. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to eat steak. I don't want to eat 12 eggs again today. And all I want is a chocolate chip cookie. But I do in my hand. I know you guys listening can't see, but I have a glass of wine. However, it's an alcohol free and the brand is literally called Frey. I think it's like F-R-E with the little tilde. And it just tastes like juice, though. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't taste like wine even a, yeah, little. But it's in a fun glass, so it's making me think, mm-hmm, that I'm drinking wine.
There you go.
But so I have been doing that, which is great. But yeah, I would say my carnivore diet is not really going. However, I will say I've been eating healthier and I do feel that's different, good, which is good. That's so good. It still is like the things that I'm adding is like kale and blueberries. It's not like I'm adding like bad things to my diet. Yeah. It's just like, okay, it might not be as strict as I thought I was going to be for 30 days. But I kid you not, one morning I woke up and I was like, if I have to eat another freaking egg, I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's just because that's all you can eat. So naturally you just, yeah, eat more of it. And it, yes, it does fill you up. And like, yes, like I can, whatever. I also broke out, which was weird. Like, I think all of that natural dairy, which
you never get acne.
And I never do. And it was like right here. It was like right between my eyebrows. And I know that's from like, that's where you get like diet zits. So that's my updates is it's not really going. So.
Yeah. Well, it's going days, better than what you bad did in December, you know?
Correct.
I think that's a win. I think it's still a win.
Thank you. I aimed really high and I'm, yeah, still glad I did, even though we're, you know, 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, and I will say that's not for the faint of heart. And so if you're out there and you're doing it hardcore, props to you. This is also something I've assessed. I need variety in my diet in general. or else I'm going to be bored and then I'm just going to go back on what I said, which I think is why it happened. But the pastor who was trying to convince me to do it, he like enjoys smoking his meats and he's like, I could eat steak breakfast, lunch, and dinner and I wouldn't get bored of it. And me, I'm like, I couldn't, like, I did a whole rotisserie chicken and I would just like have a little bit for like lunch, like for those couple days. And I was like, I can't even, I don't want to have another chicken. And I was like, I also don't want to eat the steak that I made. So I'm like, but what else is there? Like, I got creative and got these like salmon patty things and just had those like plain. And like, that was good because it like did switch it up. But I'm like, I think it's for people who enjoy steadiness in their diet, like don't need a lot of variety.
Have you like meal prepped before where like you ate the same lunch all week or anything like that before?
When I meal prep, I'll do it like eat it that night and then two extras, and then so I'll maybe have it a lunch one day and then the next dinner. So I won't do meal prep in bulk for me because I know that I'm just going to throw it away and I don't want to waste it.
Yeah,
and again, that might just be a me thing that
that makes sense. I mean,
came to
I don't necessarily love eating the same thing, but I'm sometimes don't want to have to put in that extra effort to like cook. So
yeah,
I'm not meal prepping anymore because I'm just home. So I just make lunch. But when we were at work, or when myself, I don't know.
I'll see this, Mira.
Me and Mira in my belly would go to work. I would have meal prep, but I was also like, when you're just going and working so much, I would rarely like remember to eat at the same time. So it was like, oh, I have food. Cool. Like, we never had a designated lunch. So it was just like,
so you had variety. It was just with the time.
It was the time. I had variety with time, which somehow made it seem like I had variety with food because I'm like,
right.
Oh, yeah, I have food.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I'm like, oh, I have eggs and bacon, but like, I'm going to have it at 2 p.m. and not 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
And it might feel different.
Maybe.
Who knows? Wait, speaking of food, can you please update us on your homemaker life? How's that going?
Yeah. I made two loaves of bread.
Okay.
The other day, one just a regular sourdough loaf and then one chocolate chip cinnamon brown sugar one.
Yeah.
That sounds insane.
They actually really turned out, so that was really exciting. For a second there, I thought I ruined it. Almost had a meltdown. You know, this sourdough journey is not for the faint of heart. If you've ever done it before and you're new to it, or you used to be new to it, now you're like, yeah, I get it. The beginning stages are, there's such a curve. Like, there's such a learning curve, and it's so frustrating. I can feed the heck out of my starter, but then when you actually have to do stuff, it's kind of scary. But
yeah.
I've actually been loving a lot of discard recipes, which is basically just some of the starter that you pour out.
Wait, okay. I learned this from Jess. Shout out to you. And she made croutons with it or something like that.
Yeah.
Like extra like
crackers. Like, you can do stuff
with it. Or maybe
it
was
crackers.
Yeah, something like that.
There's a lot of things you can do. But I made some blueberry muffins with my discard. And it just, like, pretty much just any recipe in the world you can use and then just add sourdough discard to it. And it gives it like a fun texture. Like, things are just lighter and like a little bit, well, this is not going to make sense. Lighter and denser at the same time. You know how sourdough has like a bunch of holes and it's like super airy, but it's also like heavy at the same time. That's how it adds, like, pancakes I've made, muffins I've made, bagels. Like
cinnamon roll. I think that's actually what it was.
And cinnamon rolls. And I did cinnamon rolls, and those were like thicker. It like makes you be like, oh, cool, I can have one, and like, I'm satisfied with that. Whereas like sometimes, you know, when someone whips out cinnamon rolls, you're like, I want.
Oh, I had three yesterday. I'm not even exaggerating.
And that's what I'm saying.
I want three right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kira. But everything you make of it, it's like you're almost at a point of satisfaction way earlier because you're just, I don't know, happy with. I don't know how to describe it. It's weird, but it's been really, really good. And so I couldn't be more thrilled with my sourdough journey. So I really appreciate you asking.
That's great. I mean,
really fun to talk about.
Guys, you need to follow her individually on TikTok because you are getting
for 7
more
days
good content. No, literally, I was just like scrolling and I was like, oh, Casey. And then I watched the whole thing about you rewriting the recipes and making your muffins. I was on a journey with you.
Thank you.
Not from my car, from where I was sitting in my home. I promise. That's actually...
You weren't watching it at a red light.
Yeah.
Actually, you're right. That's probably good that you preface that because you probably do that more than you do.
Yeah,
Hey guys, I'm Meredith.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Kiara.
And welcome back to the It's Been Forever podcast. So today we're going to be talking about our ins and our outs for 2025. I think we did this last year. So if you want to go back and listen to that and maybe see if we actually held to those things. Yeah. They're not really resolutions, but it's just things of like, you know what? I don't like this. Or I do like this, you know, for 2025.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you listening, you don't know this, but we know this. It's been 2 weeks since we've actually recorded. So there's just things that happen in between that we try not to talk about so that we can actually talk about them on here.
Like it
so
actually has been forever.
I would say, like, I know. Our text really messages has. Always are super stale whenever we haven't recorded because we don't.
That's true.
But we don't want to give anything away.
We don't want to give anything away, but we also don't. Like... But I also like, I want to tell you guys stuff. But
tell us.
So do you guys remember I talked about a book a million years ago? It wasn't a million years ago. But it was a book called The Uglies. And I spread it in middle school.
Oh, yeah,
Okay, so a movie just came out on Netflix.
Yeah.
Called
The Uglies. And I watched it.
How was it? Was it, as good as the books?
In some ways, yes.
Oh, wow.
I was nervous. I mean, also, okay, I was in seventh grade when I read this book. So, like, I'm trying to reference my seventh grade mind, which is shoddy. Wow.
Like, good luck.
Yeah. Or maybe eighth grade. I don't know. But I actually loved the actors. Like, I love who they picked.
I'm gonna look it up.
Let me get you names.
Yeah, give us names.
Okay, so the main character is Joey King.
Yeah,
and I love Joey King. I feel like is she a big deal?
She kind of is now. Yeah,
I think she deserves her flowers. Like, I think she's fabulous.
I agree.
Fabulous.
People kind of like slack on her.
People know her name.
Yeah,
I think people crap on her after like the I don't remember what it was called, but it was actually the like Gypsy Rose one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then after we like all actually saw Gypsy Rose, we're like, oh, actually that was spot on.
Yeah, we actually were like, wait, she nailed that.
She nailed the role, but we didn't know Gypsy Rose at the time, so we were like, who is this chick?
Yeah.
But anyways, yes, she's great.
Yeah. And then I didn't particularly like the way they styled her best friend in this. The girl best friend.
Okay.
So if you remember this book, it's a utopian society. Humans have destroyed all natural resources of Earth because, of course, we did. And they are living now in this post-world kind of futuristic society where you're either ugly or you're pretty. And the whole purpose is to make all of society pretty, but you can't become pretty until you're 16. And so until then, you're ugly and deemed like outcast from society, and you have to like understand and learn all the things about the nation before you're able to become pretty, which is essentially like major plastic surgery to become pretty.
Okay.
And so there is one of her best friends. His name is Paris in the book, but in real life, his name is Chase Stokes. Do you guys know this, bro?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah, Outer Banks.
Like, fun, right?
Yeah.
So he's her guy best friend in this. Like, they've been best friends for years in this. They have, like, matching scars. And when you become pretty, they pretty much take away any imperfection you ever have. But they're like, we're going to keep our scars because, like, we are just best friends forever. Yeah. And so he's 16 before she is. He leaves. And then they vow to meet at the bridge, like, a month after he gets a surgery, and he doesn't show up. And so she goes and finds him in the city. And he's just not, like, he's gorgeous, right? Everyone's gorgeous. But he is not the same guy. He's not the same Paris. And so he got rid of his scar.
No.
And so basically it's her journey of discovering what this utopian society that she thought it was maybe isn't. And there's another main actor in it. His name is Keith Powers. I didn't know who he was personally.
No.
Yum.
Not the yum. My type of man.
Yum. And apparently he's 32. He looked young in this.
Wait, Keith
Powers. Is he playing like a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
He doesn't look like that. Like, I'm genuinely shocked he's 32.
No, he literally is gorgeous. Okay.
Like, I told you, yum. Like, that's what I said, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. He does. He looks super young.
I told you. Like, it's actually really good. Like, obsessed with all the casting. Like, honestly. The only thing that I didn't like is her girl best friend. Her name is Bryn. I didn't like the way they styled her. Her hair was, like, super, super short and shaggy. Like a little boy running around with messy, tousled hair is the best way I can describe it. And, like, they're all, like, rebellious, like in their ugly like school that they go to, they're like rebellious. They'll sneak out of their rooms and they're like do stuff.
Yeah.
And like Joey, who her name is Tally in the book, like she's as cute as she can be. It's Joey King, right?
Yeah.
And she's a rebel, but I think sometimes they equate rebels as like ragtaggy. I don't know, she maybe was just a little bit too ragtaggy for me.
Sure.
But they have this one thing I'll talk about and then I'll shut up. But they had these like kind of hoverboard type things that works on a magnetic grid, so you can ride this hoverboard like around the city and stuff. And I remember reading about it in the book. It was like the most crazy thing of my life, because it doesn't touch the ground. You're like floating in the air. Like, it seemed really awesome. So I was a little nervous how they were going to do that, because like that could be lame.
Yeah.
Really cheesy. Fast.
Yeah.
There was definitely moments of cheesiness in it, but for the most part, it was still pretty cool. But like, if I would have seen this movie right after I read the book in seventh grade, I would have passed away. I would have perished. Seeing it now, I still really enjoyed it.
Oh,
because Joey King was so good. And Keith Powers, yum, was really good. There's certain
only referred to as yum. He's kind of a black Bryce Nitschy.
A little bit. I don't think you dare say that.
I actually don't see it maybe at all, but
I think I can dare say that.
Okay. Dare it.
Say it. I will be honest. I wanted you to share that whole story, and then I have something to confess. What? I didn't understand the first 10 minutes. Looking up the like what it was, I was like, oh, I did see part of that, but I was confused. I had no context and I didn't really
wait. And you turned it off.
I did turn it off, but I'm willing to give it another try because now I know the context. I think I was like, oh, and then I was like, their eyes are weird. I also just don't really vibe with like futuristic like as like much.
You're not like a Divergent?
No,
girly. Okay,
you didn't like Divergent.
I didn't really like Divergent. But again, I think that's just not my style of
show. We've talked about this before. Kira's style is very different than ours. Hers is bad and ours is good.
Yes, correct.
You won't like mine.
Well, I think her style is different than maybe everyone in the world.
Hey now. But I do want to say, I want to give it a thought.
Hey now.
Okay. I want to give it another shot.
Okay, so hold on.
For your sake.
I'm going to be super honest with you because I watched this with Bryce and Bryce could easily have absolutely take a dump on this movie.
Okay.
In the first 5 minutes, he goes, wow, that was a lot of backstory, but I do feel like I know what's going on now. That was literally what he said.
That came out of his mouth.
So
I didn't say that I didn't get the back. I just didn't I wasn't vibing with it. at the beginning, so I didn't really feel like pushing through. But I think, again, it's just not my style. And hey, that's keep, not hating on it.
You know what movie I watched?
I'm scared.
Oh, me too.
I watched Carry On. Did you watch Carry On too? It was kind of good. It was good. Kiara suggested this movie to us. Well, I don't even know. A couple episodes ago. It was pretty good.
It kind of kept you like.
Okay. Jason Bateman is.
Yeah, he's.
I wanted so to kill good. Him.
I know. He's so good.
But I love Jason Bateman. I was like, how are you making me feel this way?
I know. He's so good at what he does.
So good.
It was all really good. The guy in the van was just creepy enough.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's really good. See, the thing is, so I watched with Noah, and after we finished it, I was like, that was a pretty good movie. And Noah was like, I think I've tried to convince you to watch that type of genre of movie ever like since we've been times. Together and you That's never do but hilarious. Just because Kiara recommends it you're
oh,
like this is
because
he's like we have honored, to watch actually. Mr. and Mrs. Smith and like all these movies and I'm like nah, it's not really my jam and then I watched this one which
maybe it is
maybe it is my jam
and maybe you would have liked Uglies if you would have kept it on for 5 more freaking minutes but we'll never know.
I think I do enjoy like I'm really one extreme or the other but I think the reason why I like Carry On too because it was like okay well now I'm in it felt like there was a cliffhanger but it like it kept going because obviously it was a movie and not a like a TV
you want to watch because you want to find out this and then you find out this and you want to find out the next thing.
I don't want to spoil it because it's literally so good that I want people to actually watch it.
Yes.
That I just was so, can I just like say something to you guys and you'll get it? But like if you haven't seen it, you'll get it.
Please.
Yeah.
So like when they're in the room with the guy.
Oh yeah.
He's telling him to like do that thing and then the other guy does. Yeah. And then you find out that he's also like him.
Yes.
That was crazy.
That when I found that out, I was like, duh, of course.
I know. And then I was like, why was he being so chill earlier? But that makes sense because he didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They were probably just like, don't open it. And he was like, you got it. Just crazy.
And it was like, we have someone there. Yep. Yeah.
Honestly, after watching that, I saw a lot of TikToks about like, man, I'm flying on, you know, on this flight and I see a red ribbon on the suitcase. Should I be concerned? Because the whole thing with the video is like,
that's funny.
The suitcase has a ribbon. And I'm like, that alone would make me like freak out a little bit. I'm like, I'm not flying ever again. But good. I'm glad that you liked it. That was one movie approved.
I think one of like any recommendation I've ever gotten from you, I think that was the first one that kind of landed. Yeah. So
thank you. Okay.
What's the other one that you suggested? It's
that lady
one. It's a bunch of numbers. 6888.
Six triple eight.
I haven't watched that one yet.
I haven't either. I want to though.
You do have to be kind of in the right. It's more like history. So you kind of have to be in the right mindset.
I want to give it the like respect that it's due.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I've been watching some good movies and actually this is kind of funny. I know we're going to dive into our ins and outs in a second, but I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I finished all of my shows and I was like, I'm going to watch a new show. And it's so fun. I'm like, are you almost done with season one?
There's some things that like Charles says that actually make me laugh out loud.
Correct.
Like,
correct.
There are moments of like, oh, this show is so stupid. But then there are like little hidden like gems. No, that's one of my rewatch shows. I really like that one.
Oh, rewatch. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is my first time. So I got fresh eyes.
Yeah.
And it's fun because only like, what, 22 minutes? So it's one of those quick watches. So I'll like wake up and like while I'm getting ready I'll just like have it in. I'm like, I don't even need to really see it, but I just want like a little like lighthearted conversation.
This is a hot take. Captain Holt is one of the best TV comedy characters, period. His like the way that he's portrayed by the actor and the delivery of his lines, he's one of my favorites.
The face that he makes which is stoic. And the things that he says, like I just passed one of the episodes in the first season is like, I think he's having a bad day and everyone's trying to figure out if he's having a bad day. And he has the same face for when he's excited or mad. And everyone's like, what is he? He's like, oh, I'm having a fine day. Like,
have you seen the cold open about him eating a marshmallow?
No.
Okay. Wait, that one's funny. But
okay.
Anyways, Casey, right? Don't you love it? Isn't it so good?
I mean, you I have seen that? Clips of it, but I've never like actually sat down.
Wait, you should
it.
Start it with
you. Should. It's kind of
the
good.
One part that I really like is I know when they are doing a lineup because some guy like hurt. I can't remember if he like murdered somebody or something, but they're doing I Want It That Way in the lineup because she's like the guy was singing, and I wouldn't recognize his voice, and then Andy Samberg is like. Take it away, number four. Yeah.
Tell me why.
So I've seen that, and I know that. Like, I've watched, like, little clips every now and again, and it definitely is silly. I guess I've never sat down and really watched it. Where are you watching it?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, is it? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I think it just went on this last year.
Oh,
I watched it in Dublin with Josh and then Emily, the other girl who was
Dublin.
With us. Yeah, when I was in Dublin that summer, we watched it.
Oh, so. My gosh.
I hated it. Anyways. Gross. Story for another day. Should we get into our ins and outs?
Let's do it.
I thought we could just like each of us go and say like in this, you know, and we can explain it if we want to. But so I'll go first. In New York Times strands. New York Times games. But specifically strands.
Hi, I have the app. I play.
Yes.
Hi. I don't know what strands is.
Okay, it is so good. Noah and I have been into these games for a long time. You know, Wordle has been around for a long time.
Oh, it's like one of those. Okay.
Yes. But strands, it's like a word search and it gives you a hint at the top and you have to figure out the words that are in it. So like today's was oh, what was it? Something whole.
Whole Foods? I'm looking at it
right now. It was Whole Foods. Yes. It was Whole Foods. And you had to think of like, oh, what do they mean by that? And it's types of bagels. So like the first
Whole
one.
Foods.
So you had
so
to
how
find.
How many are there?
So you had to find. Yeah. And then so it tells you on there like there's seven words remaining or whatever. So then you have to find like, but. You don't know that it's about bagels until you find the first one. So that we found plain and I was like, oh my gosh, it's types of bagels. So then there's like blueberry and you have to find that or like sesame. You know what I mean?
And it's like crossword. Like it has to be
a word search.
No, you're giving me all the answers.
Yeah, sorry.
No, literally. No, that's not
you. I'm like, yeah, what else did you? What
or
else
there was,
did you?
There was one a couple weeks ago that was Super Bowl, but it was spelled S-O-U-P. And so then I was like, oh, it's types of soup. So like there was like vegetable, chicken, you know?
I don't know if this is for me. I can't find a single one. Am I dumb? Is blueberry one?
Also, if you find like just other words that are in the English language, it goes towards a hint and then you can get a hint and it'll show you the letters.
See, I've played this game and I literally will just find a million words so I can just get a hint after.
Honestly, if I can't get it right away, blueberry. If I can't get it right away, we will use a hint for at least the first one. Sometimes we have to do it for more, but I really try to get it all on my own. There was one that was for the Swifties, and you know I got that easy.
Yeah, for sure. But wait, this is interesting. Okay, I'm going to try this.
No, it's really fun. Yeah.
On New York Times, there's a game that I really like to play just to do a quick offshoot of yours.
Yes.
Connections. Have you played Connections?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We do all of the free ones every single day.
Yeah. So, of course, like my mom and her sisters are obsessed with Connections.
Oh, yeah.
They play it every day. They have a group chat and they send their Connections in their Wordle every single day.
That's
cute. They have created their own dialect of when they think it was like easy versus like not very easy. Like, I think they, what do they say? Something about like they always abbreviate their words. They came up with this thing. They call it SS. So like if someone says something, they'll say SS. It means shoulder shaking. And it means they're laughing so hard that they're sitting there with their shoulders shaking.
Wait, that's actually amazing. So cute.
So they have developed, like, they have a million different languages, but specifically with Connections, what is the word? I can't remember, but it's so funny. They will literally be like, P-H. They'll say, I was a little P-H on this one. Push happy. Because they're so excited to figure out if it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Like, all their things are just so funny. But if you don't have New York Times and playing the free games on there, you really should.
You have to. Honestly, I'm tempted to, like, spend the $6 a month so that, because then you can go back and play previous days, because you know it's one game a day, which is the beauty of it, is that it's like, it is it's limited.
$6 a month is really not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Especially
and
if
then
you
can play the crossword too, because you know I do the mini.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't do the crossword because it's not free.
And also the whole crossword, though, the New York Times crossword, I've tried it before. It's tough.
It's hard.
It's tough.
But you know your girl's turning on auto-check after a little while.
That makes sense.
So anyways, that's my first in.
Fun. I like it. My first in is going to be so obvious because, duh. Bread.
Bread, duh.
Homemade sourdough bread. Sourdough bread. I'm really excited, you guys, because my flour miller just got in.
Okay.
I love this.
And like sourdough is a whole journey in and of itself, but now learning how to do sourdough with fresh milled flour.
Yes.
It's going to be a different journey. So I actually, guys, I'm psycho. I'm going to start another starter with freshly milled flour so that it can be like just sacred to like freshly milled. And then I think I'll have another one because I'll probably always have like an emergency bag of flour in the house because like,
emergency what if flour I need is it? Crazy.
Of course.
I've never said that those words in my life ever.
Emergency flour. Mine
emergency is emergency wine and emergency like ice cream or something.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to learn how to work with that. And so my cousin is also on her sourdough journey. So we've been really enduring it together. And like she got her mom into it. And now my aunts and stuff, they're all seeing that like we're all doing sourdough, so they're starting to get interested in it as well. So we're kind of starting a brevolution.
Okay, so
I literally just came up with that right now, you
guys. I like that.
That's
the title of this episode.
But yeah, bread is so in, and just like any baking with sourdough, anything is just in. I've been having the time of my life doing it. It's so much fun. So.
I don't know if butter is one of yours too, but my sister wanted me to tell you that in case you get sick of your butter churner, like she didn't like how hers was.
Okay.
She said you can use your KitchenAid mixer.
Don't if you have a KitchenAid.
One. Oh, okay.
And I actually loved, I love churning it. It was
good.
So
okay,
much
great.
Fun. I was like,
great.
Churning.
Yeah.
Churning.
So maybe for anyone at home, if you don't have a butter churner, but you have a KitchenAid mixer with that little white whiskey attachment, you can use that.
Yeah, you can do that, you guys. Or you can buy this and you can do my end. It's so freaking
fun. I just pay you to make me butter?
Yeah, sure. Just ship us some butter.
That's all I want. I don't really want to do it, but I want to pay.
We'll make butter when I come see you.
We'll make butter together? Wait.
And will you guys drop it off in my house?
Things? Yeah. We'll be butter together.
Okay.
I know. I pushed it.
You had your one.
All right.
Okay. Mine.
Bread illusion.
Okay. One of mine is Spotify playlist for everything.
Wait. Ooh. Wait. What? Did you just say Spotify?
I did. I know.
Are
I know.
You a
okay.
Stop.
I mean, I do feel like making Spotify playlists makes more sense than Apple playlists. I have them both. I still have them both, so that's not a crazy revolution.
You but have both?
I have
you
both.
You pay for both?
No, I have them both for I'm munching off two people and I just get it for free.
Do you know that it's mooch? I've heard you say munch before. I've heard you say that. Do you
know
that
like
mooch?
Munch though. Because when I say mooch, I think
of
pooch.
Other people.
And then I and then I just want to say
when I hear munch, I think of butt munch.
And I also think of like eating. Like
what?
I'm eating.
I picture you like biting them.
Yeah. Oh. Like I'm munching on your arm.
Never mind. I don't know. It's just one of my Kira.
But do you know that it's mooch?
Well, I do now.
Oh.
Okay.
The silence was actually too much. I thought I actually don't know. I might have, but I've just said mooch. Well, now what do I say? Now I can't even think what I just
you
said.
You said I've been munching on people.
Munching.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep saying that. But munching off of people.
Just double down.
That's also one of my ins. Just doubling down.
What's in? Never admitting you're wrong.
Correct. Yeah, what's out is actually admitting when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I feel like making playlists, I do find it easier to, like, if I make a playlist and then I want to, like, make it for, like, somebody's birthday or, like, a bridal shower or for, like, an exciting thing. It is easier to do it on Spotify, I'll be honest. Yes. And then I can share it that way, whatever. Uh-huh. So maybe I've come to the right side. I'm not really sure. But
Apple Music is out is what I'm hearing. One thing that I think Apple Music has over Spotify is that they have the karaoke version of songs. So you can literally take out the, like, vocals and, like, sing along to it to just the music. True. That's kind of cool. Spotify doesn't have that yet.
Spotify, not
good enough for me to, like, actually.
Oh, absolutely not. Like, I can also go on YouTube and look up a karaoke cover in 2 seconds. Yeah. I love on Spotify too. You can just be like, I'm moody.
Yes.
Techno. This
totally. They have a new feature now too of, like, make me a playlist, and you can, like make me a playlist that feels like a warm summer day, and they'll, like, come up with a bunch of songs.
It's great.
Yeah. I've never used Kara, that.
You need to unlock that.
I need to.
AI playlists.
I should have done that. So, I am. You know, applications are open to going on dates, but a date that I went on, like, a while ago, I was like, I need a playlist to get ready. And so I did that, and I came up with, like, 6-7 really solid songs. So sometimes in the morning, I'm like, I just want to, like, vibe and kind of, like, dance a little, you know. And it's just fun making a playlist, like a feel good playlist.
You want to dance with somebody?
You're an old soul for wanting to make your own playlist. Like, that's so retro. Like,
it makes me feel like I'm doing a mixtape.
Mixtape. Yeah.
I haven't made a playlist for myself in a minute.
Really?
So I'm happy for you.
Well, I'm going to use that new feature, and then maybe that's going to be out.
Oh, the end of it.
Yeah. But that's one of mine.
That's fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, should we snake it and go back and do outs from Kira? Yes. You start it and then Mare.
Yeah.
Or me and then Mare.
Yes.
Okay. One of my outs is bras that hurt. Why do I still have them? Get rid of them.
That's so good, Kira.
Thank you. Like, I am going to be 30 this year. Why do I have this bra from the seventh grade? Well, not the seventh grade.
I know what you mean.
But you know what I mean? That you have that you're just like, it's like why perfect, am I hanging but like it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm too old to deal with that. If I have to, like, wear something every day in general, I want to be comfy.
Make it good.
Get the thing that fits your body.
Yes.
What's out is clothes that hurt you. What's clothes that I'm like, oh, I'll grow into them. No, not grow into them, but, like, once I lose the 5 pounds, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
And that's out.
Kara, so good.
Thank you.
Okay. My out is screen time. Ooh. I've got to take a chill pill. Specifically for myself, I'm a really bad night scroller. I can go all day without looking at my phone. Which sometimes gets me into trouble because then I'm not responding to people. But
are you alive? Me earlier.
Exactly. But at night is when I'm like, I come alive and it's time for me to look at my phone. And that's just so not good for me and, like, my sleeping patterns. And then all of a sudden you're down a rabbit hole, and then all of a sudden you've been looking at your phone for, like, way too long. And then it's just not good. So I'm going to say screen time overall, but, like, specifically for myself in the night.
I love that.
That's good. And that should be one of my outs as well. Yeah. So
it should be mine. It's not going to be mine. An out for me. This is maybe more of a goal.
Okay.
An out. Swearing.
Okay.
Well, I don't need to do that. Because you know what?
That's huge.
Because I, like, those words, while I don't think that they're necessarily bad, we can have this whole debate about, like, let's whether cussing is
actually
bad.
Can we throw out the rest of this and just talk about
cussing? Yeah.
So what are some of those words when you mean?
Yeah.
Can you, like, spell them out first and, like, emphasize how you would say them?
See you. Just kidding. No, but I just think, like, or at least limiting the use of those words. Like, mm-hmm. they're good. So much more impactful when you don't use them all the time. Right, bitch?
See? But I'm like, but I kind of like it.
Yeah. See, but there you weren't ejecting, you know?
Correct.
But if, like, if am, every other yeah. sentence you're, like, dropping an F-bomb or whatever, which yeah. I don't, again, I don't mind. Like, I do it. But yeah. Yeah, I don't need to do it as much as I do, I don't think, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's especially now that I have an impressionable little baby.
I know. You really, because I said something to Bryce the other day, and he goes, "Don't talk like that in front of my child." And I was like,
"She doesn't know."
I was like, "She doesn't know what I'm saying." But
her first word
at the same
is
time,
like the S word.
Like, she's picking up on stuff. Like, mm-hmm. She's not stupid.
No. Yeah. Her little brain is developed.
I know.
Wait, so what developing. Am I doing? Am I doing an in now?
No, you're not. You're now at the end of the line again.
Now I'm doing an in.
Oh, okay.
So this I will is say called, this is a this very is, odd way of doing this.
Can I explain why?
But you,
okay, can
but
I explain
you
why?
Will have less.
Kiara. No. We're Kiara, all even wrong. Right now. Oh. We're all even.
It's okay.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, we've
okay,
all
Okay, sorry,
done
my
one.
Brain isn't.
So the reason why I chose this is a snake. This is a snake draft. So, like, when you're doing fantasy football, you'll do, like, a snake draft where you have, like, a whole list of people. Like, say there's, like, 5 people in your draft.
That's what I
first
do.
5 people will go, and then the 5th person gets to go. So even though the 5th person got the 5th pick, now they get the 6th pick too.
Yeah, or it's like in Catan, yes. Like when you get to pick.
No, I don't.
Know.
I've never played that game. Really.
If anyone listening wants exactly. to play Catan,
I relate more to the fantasy
at
football.
Forever.com.
No, I Kara, I knew you had fantasy, so I feel like it was.
Yes,
like,
in my brain, in my brain, I was going twice, and I'm not. So never mind. Continue on.
Okay. My next in. This one is so dumb. I just think it's really funny. I'm kind of into bits lately.
Oh, so you know I love a good bit.
So this bit, the bit of saying you should try it in heels after any statement.
That's okay. Fine.
I just kind of like it. Okay. I don't know. Like if you're Casey, you're complaining about being sick, be like, you should try it in heels.
Oh my gosh, I'd kill you. I'd actually
that, I like that.
Strangle you.
Wait, we need to make that a whole episode of just like different bits because I have a whole thing too, like phrases that I want to start mm-hmm. saying.
Well, also, if we just actually, not that we don't talk authentically on here, but if we actually just talk the way that we would talk to each other, I don't think anyone actually understands sometimes.
That's true.
No.
That's true. Okay, another one of my ins.
Okay,
it's
so now your turn.
Oh, frick. Sorry.
One of my ins is making sure that I know directions to things.
I don't know directions.
I
want to
make sure
yeah.
that I'm the best for people. Okay. One of my ins. Oh, wait. No. That's an out.
Oh, LOL. It's not your turn. It's my turn. Let me mess up.
Yeah. Case?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Get it right.
One of my ins is wearing a... bonnet to bed so I can preserve my hair and make sure I have less breakage.
Oh,
so
I just
got one and I slept in it and then it fell off halfway through the night, so I need to figure out a better way to put it on so that I'm not like ripping it off my head, but
yeah,
taking a little bit better care of my hair without buying a ton of products and yeah. trying to be more take more of a natural approach to my hair and
that's
helping
great.
It like kind of get back to its former glory, we'll say.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Wearing a bonnet to bed when
beautiful.
Like it's, I wash my hair and I want to keep it and preserve it. So that's an in.
I love
me.
That.
All right, Keke, you have
yeah,
an
it.
Yeah,
it is your turn.
I know. I'm trying to figure out which one. I'm going to go with this one. Silent main character energy is one of my ins.
Explain. I like that.
It's like, I think we all are the main character in our own stories, but it's always the worst when somebody kind of like knows it or is too extra. So I'm trying to live my 100%. Life with like, this is the only life that I have. Like a little bit of YOLO maybe in there
yeah,
is part
it.
Of this. But like, I want to act like, I am that B word.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to has less turmeric.
I am that B word.
I am that beep.
That really didn't work. I don't like it. I am that bitch. Okay.
I think it was the way you said it. It was just didn't work.
It changed my tone. It gave me a huge ick.
Okay. That's one of the outs. Yeah. Kiki's icks. But I just want to like I want to know it internally, and like no one else really has to know it. But you know what, when you feel good and like no one really knows.
I do
that's
know
what
you
I mean.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna find another way to phrase
wow,
it.
Wow, that was insane.
I don't think there's another way to phrase it. Just leave it as it is. I won't put it in. Calm down.
Thank you.
We get
thank
what you. You're saying.
So if you hear us talking right now, you won't know what actually happened. Which is too bad because Kira said something real silly. But we took
if you Venmo us $5, no. I'll tell you though.
I'll tell you what
no,
she said.
Please
I'll tell
no,
you.
Please
I'll
don't. Tell you. But anyways, that's all
subscribe
I'm saying.
Subscribe to our Patreon and it's on there.
All of Kira's things that I edit out. Actually, I'm not kidding. That could be a whole segment.
It's a whole segment.
That is actually really funny. But I also kind of want to be mysterious. So that's.
You're so that's weird.
I love it.
Okay, that's my end, though. Let me be.
Okay, once you're out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what we were doing for a second.
Casey, I hate this. I hate this order. I hate the order. I hate the
snaking.
Sorry,
it's making sense to me. It's pretty much just after Kira goes and she goes again and then
snaking
I go.
Is out.
Snaking is out, please.
I get it,
coming in
but
the
I hate
I
it.
I know. Okay, another one of my outs. I would say feeling like I need to reply immediately to things. Mm. I think just in general, like text or emails, which sounds like, okay, that might be part of my job. But I just sometimes feel like, oh, somebody's like waiting on me. And because I didn't respond immediately, it means like X, Y, and Z. But like no one's really thinking that much about it. I'm the only one. So I also just maybe it goes along with I also want to try to be on my phone less. So it's more so the need to feel like I need to respond like somebody's waiting on me. That just makes me anxious.
Yeah.
And I want that to be out this year. And if the phone is part of that, then let's just let it be.
That's
I love
great,
it.
Kira. I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, an out for me. Oh my word, what just happened? Okay, that was weird. What's going on?
Oh, I see you.
The computer keeps going black.
Oh.
And then, like, coming back to you guys. That was weird.
Oh.
Okay, an out for me. There was a Netflix documentary that I watched recently. It's called Buy Now, and it talks about the American and really like worldwide consumption. Or overconsumption, I should say, and how a lot of these companies are targeting us specifically to buy without any sort of plan or anything in place to what to like of what to do with all of the extra product or the waste that happens because of the products we buy. And in a lot of ways, they've made products way worse than they could be because they want you to buy more. Or they make repairing almost impossible. So like AirPods, for example, like AirPod Pros, you physically cannot repair in any way. You have to buy new ones. You can't take the battery out and you can't fix them. And so over consuming and also helping like eliminate from just like unnecessary buys because it looked fun in the moment and like online shopping and how it's really just directed towards making us just buy stupid stuff that we don't need.
Yeah.
And so I just want to be really mindful about the things that I am buying and like asking myself, like, do I need this? Does my family need this? How is this going to benefit us in the long run? Instead of just like, oh, this is cute. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
Without thinking of like, okay, where am I going to put this? And then also talked about how like a lot of labels that are talking about like recycling and different things like that actually are just made up. They're kind of a lie. And they ship a lot of our trash to foreign countries such as Thailand. And we are just creating this monstrosity of a hazardous waste situation because we just cannot stop buying crap. So I don't want to be a part of the overconsumption, and I want to make sure I'm buying from like ethical companies that care about their products and don't just make 100 million because they know they can sell it for super cheap. So
yeah,
that's my out. And if I'm gonna buy something, like I want to go to the store and like put my hands on it, and I don't want to buy online anymore.
Yeah,
it's cheap, but it's cheap for a reason, and I need to think about that. So
yeah,
that's good.
That is good. Okay, I have one last out, and then I think Kiara has an in she wants to share. My out, and I hate to say it, but I think long hair is out.
Oh, wow.
Wow, Mare.
Mare, what are you going to do? You're going to chop
my word away.
How short? Show me visually.
Yeah, let me see.
So right now, it's like...
Her hair goes to her waist, you guys.
It's like pretty, like it like goes down to like my pants right now. I think I'm going to go to boobs, which is not crazy short. Okay. But that's like... How many inches is that?
Like 5.
This half much? A foot, probably, yeah. That's okay.
5 inches. I just am, it's hard. Like, my hair just doesn't, like, have wave the way that it did before Lainey.
This is just heavy.
It's heavy. It's, she just, I'm so sick of her grabbing. She's in the just the grabby stage, and she grabs every part of me. And when she gets, like... It's not just when she gets a fistful of hair. It's like when she gets like 3 tiny strands. That's when.
Oh, yeah.
Once on the back of your neck. Oh. Make you want to just
pass away.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So let's just try and keep them away from her little mitts. So let's bring the ends of that hair up a little bit higher. So
when are you going to do it? Do you have plans? I have an appointment.
Yeah, I have an appointment like 2 weeks from now. Okay. I'm thinking about going darker.
Oh, that could be fun.
But my hair is kind of greasy in a grease ball stage. I'm nervous that going darker is going to make it just look greasier. So
I have dark hair, and you literally can never tell when my hair is greasy. Have you ever thought that my hair? Oh, no, never. I can go very long and you can't tell.
Sure.
Your hair just looks shiny,
but I wouldn't say
not
it's
saying that you're going this dark, but like say the darker I would your just hair, say I'm gonna easier take, you can get away
would you just
with
be
it.
More natural
sure. I'm gonna take the blonde out, I think, and just
are
be
you gonna
like,
leave a money piece?
I don't know. Well, I will. I don't know. I'm gonna talk about it with the hairdresser. Okay. Probably just because that does look nicer, not as like light though. I want something a little bit
okay.
But also, I might just chicken out and just do what I usually do. So
no, I think you would look so good a little
you
darker.
You already said
just
it.
Like
you
a
declared
hair
it.
Hair darker.
Yeah.
So you have to do it.
I feel like the time to go darker is during the winter. But then in the summer, I'm going to want to be blonde again. So
yeah. That's why you should do it now.
We'll try it.
That's kind of fun. Change up the hair.
All right, Keek, what's your in?
Okay, my latest in, which case I think you are going to be glad that this is one of my ins, but... is the Yuka app. I wasn't fully on board.
Hell yeah, baby.
It was either you or both of you were talking about it like months ago.
It was me.
Maybe
it was
a year ago. It was you?
It was me.
Well, now I'm on board suddenly. I went to Charleston recently, and the girl that I was like helping do merch with, she was like, well, especially now that I'm doing animal-based diet, I am kind of a little bit more like, what's in that? What's in that? And it has been really fun, like, scanning things. And then also the things that you think are really healthy are really not. And I think
I'm
that's been
you
so
guys,
shocking.
They're lying to you.
Yeah.
And I am just at the tip of the iceberg. Like, I literally downloaded it, like, 2 days ago. So it's so fresh. But
you're
that's
in your
gonna be
honeymoon
one of my ends.
Scanning era, which is super
I think
cute.
I am. I'm just... scan happy everywhere. And the one that I haven't done though is like products that I'm using, so that one I'm a little scared.
It's
can
gonna
you
be tough.
Have Yuka app too?
Yeah, it's tough
because I had an app that was just for like products and I used it for that. I didn't Yuka you can do both.
You
that's
can pretty
cool.
much do everything except for like detergent.
Okay.
There's some things that don't scan, but like you can add them. That's a really cool thing about Yuka too, though. Like, do you want to add this product? And then it asks you to do a couple steps for it. And then that's how some items are even in it at all. People have uploaded items themselves.
That's cool.
It's just really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a whole world that I'm
so
excited
to
dive into. I know. I just want to be happier, healthier, and all the things. So that's my in.
That's really cool. Well, for the Mare Brings Down the Mood today, I thought it would be fun if we did a BuzzFeed quiz together.
Oh my gosh. Cute. BuzzFeed quiz.
So Kira, if you 2014
Kira's actually having a panic attack right now.
Oh, for sure. Like, what kind of potato okay. are you? Love yeah. those.
So if you would both go to your chat, our group chat, ooh. There is a BuzzFeed quiz. Yes. Plan the perfect autumn day date, and I'll give you a high profile boyfriend. So it'll so tell fun. Us who our like celebrity boyfriend is.
Wait,
so
I thought we would go through it together. Mare. Okay.
Okay. So I'll read the question and the options, and we have to say what our pick is.
Okay. What if I want like? What if no, I you want have to Keith pick. Powers Yum to be my
Keith Powers oh. Yum?
Get out.
Answer what you think he would answer.
Okay. Okay. Have you both found the link? Are you both there?
Yes, yes. I am there.
Okay. Number one, on your way to your first date activity, stop and get a fall drink. Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin spice chai, Dunkin' Donuts almond spice latte, Starbucks iced pumpkin cream chai, or Starbucks pumpkin cream cold brew. What are you going to get? I think I'm going to do the pumpkin cream cold brew. I love a cold brew same. With a cream on top.
I'm doing it too.
It's okay. We can all do it.
It's okay. Okay.
Let's do it. Get what you want to get.
The PCCB is so good.
PCCB, we love it. Okay, next one. Pick a fall activity to do on your date. Carving pumpkins, a fall festival, corn maze, or apple picking. I hate carving pumpkins and I hate
I'm gonna say apple picking.
Okay, like it actually kicked me out, you guys.
Oh no, go back. Oh, it's just absolutely riddled with advertisements.
Oh yeah, there's so many ads. Also, I was recently looking up cruises to the Bahamas. That's my ad.
And that's your ad. That's funny.
Well, that's what you get. But also, like, you'd have the time of your life. I'm a big cruise girly.
Well, the thing is, this is, I want to do something for my 30th. This is a shameless plug. If you guys
wait,
are both,
stop.
If you
let's
both
want to
put something on your calendar for the beginning guys, of November,
guys,
how fun would that be?
Don't
are
tempt
we going
me.
On a cruise?
Are we well, going on a cruise?
Well, please book. Okay,
okay, let's
put it
talk
in your
about
calendar.
Oh my
now.
Gosh, we're
okay,
going on a cruise.
Okay, 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 okay.
Okay. Casey,
oh,
are you back
I clicked
in?
The wrong next. I clicked an advertisement
oh,
next.
Oh, you don't
Casey.
Have to Casey, there's no next. You just scroll down.
Oh.
Yeah, it's literally.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to. Duh.
You're
you guys.
A boomer.
Are you boomer? Okay up there?
Well, there's so many next buttons.
I know it's all
don't,
ads.
I'm getting
selected.
They're getting
it's okay.
Me.
So okay. Pick your fall drink and then scroll.
Okay, did that. Okay.
Okay. Pick a fall activity to do on your date. Pumpkin carving, fall festival, corn maze, or apple picking.
Okay, I'm doing fall festival.
I think I might do fall festival also. I hate pumpkin carving and I hate a corn maze, so.
I did apple picking.
Yeah,
okay,
you're
next
a big
one.
Big apple picker.
Make sure you
love
scroll.
Apple picking.
Scroll.
I scrolled.
Wait, these now, are good ones. Shoot.
Now pick where
actually,
you'll eat on your lunch date.
Dang
are
it.
You going to pick a park picnic, a fancy restaurant, just grabbing festival food, or at your Friendsgiving gathering?
Okay, let's all answer first before we tell each other because okay. I don't want to. I could easily be swayed okay. and I don't want to be.
Okay.
Okay, I answered.
I answered too.
Okay, I answered.
Okay,
I did
on
park
three.
Picnic.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh. On three, Mare. I did that too. I did a park picnic too.
I did a fancy restaurant.
I was going back and forth between those two. Also, at your Friendsgiving gathering on a date, I feel like that'd be like,
no,
whoa.
I don't want to see you guys there.
That's a lot. No, not after a date.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Also, lunch, Friendsgiving lunch. What are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, gross.
Okay. What will you eat? Fancy oh sorry it just jumped all over because you know ads
I'll read it
don't
read
click
it?
Any buttons okay
stop it okay what will you eat fancy fish dish turkey dinner funnel cake or charcuterie
you know that people call funnel cakes elephant ears out here
oh that's kind of fun
interesting
it's really interesting
because they don't look like ears
I know. That's what I
you know what I
people.
Mean? I'm like, that doesn't
they're like, no, they're a little
sense.
Different. I'm like, actually, I've had
actually,
both
like, the
and
shape,
the
everything. No. Mm-hmm.
No, they're the exact same.
Okay, I did
okay,
it.
Okay, what did you guys pick?
Hold on, I didn't.
Okay.
Wait.
Hurry up.
Okay. I
Three,
did it.
Two, one.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Okay.
Guys, we're all going to date the same guy. We have to thumb wrestle.
Oh, my gosh.
Him.
We're like 1 degree off,
thumb
though.
Yeah.
Oh heck yeah! What will
guys,
we
my thumb is strong. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Okay,
okay, what will you drink? champagne. Hey,
watch the cussing.
Stop it. It's out.
No, you're right. It's out. Out. Okay. Champagne, water, soda, or wine?
This is stupid. We know what Kira's picking.
Water. Okay. Okay.
One, two, three. Wine.
Wine.
And of course I picked wine because also there's lemons in that water. I don't want lemon water.
Yeah, in the picture neither. There's lemons in it. Actually, that was
and also wine with charcuterie is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That combo.
Oh, but after being at the festival, I might need some water just to rehydrate.
Well then change to water. Change to water. So we can
I'm gonna change back to water.
Okay. Just take out the lemons.
Okay.
Next.
What fall activity will you do together after you eat? Drive around and look at foliage. Make
definitely
caramel
know that.
Apples. Make caramel apples. Go to a drive-in movie or visit a wine vineyard.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, dang it.
Okay.
I picked.
One.
I'm ready.
Two, three. Caramel
drive-in
foliage.
Movie.
Oh, yes. We're all together.
Wait. Say yours again.
I did a drive-in movie.
Okay.
That's I love cute. A drive-in movie. Have you ever done one before? They're so
much really
fun.
That's when I saw The Karate Kid 2.
Oh, nice.
Fun.
I will never
I did
say
make
never.
Caramel apples.
That's kind of fun. You want
because I was envisioning like, oh, I'm all sticky. You know?
What the heck,
Mare? Let's kiss. You know?
No.
The way that you said it was too much. Because I'm sticky. Get over I'm here. Sticky. I said foliage because while I did want to say wine vineyard, if we're drinking wine at the park, now we need to do something else. You know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's a lot of wine.
That's a lot of wine.
It's a lot of wine. Okay. Next, what are your evening plans? Bonfire and hot cocoa, a football game, Halloween party, or a hayride?
Oh.
I think I hate all of these, though.
Yeah. Yeah, one kind of sticks out.
One sticks out over the others. One, two, three. Bonfire.
Football game.
Of course. I could have guessed that you were. Yeah. Okay. And how does the day end going out for ice cream? We're eating and we're just consuming so much.
My gosh.
Going out for ice cream, going home and going to bed. Going on a walk or talking on the porch. Wait, so is the only way you get to go home is if you accidentally know
who I have because I clicked the last one and immediately gave me a boy.
Wait. Okay.
Oh, I know who I am.
Okay,
too.
Okay, so I picked talking on the porch.
Okay.
Cute,
ooh, good
wholesome.
One. That's a good one, yeah.
And my boyfriend is Tom Holland.
Stop!
Get out!
Oh my gosh.
I'm calling Zendaya.
I'm Zendaya. Wow.
That's cute.
That's a good one, Case.
Thank you. I'm really excited about
mine. Mine feels like a total curveball. I never in a million years would have guessed, but I'm very okay with it. So I picked going out for ice cream for the last one.
Right, okay.
Right, of course.
You're a big
and
ice cream girl.
I got Jason Momoa.
Wait, that's actually so funny.
That makes no sense.
I'm just like, how based off that's of my answers left. Is that?
Like, I yeah, no, no,
this
no.
This just further goes to prove that BuzzFeed quizzes literally are full of crap.
Can you imagine caramel apple and that beard?
Wait, I'm actually dying. Who comes up with these answers?
Like, he drink wine? I feel like he's more of like a cocktail.
Well, I did
beer
pick water.
Guy.
I went back to water.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
he likes some lemons in his water.
Maybe.
All right, Keek. Who did
you
get?
That's funny. Okay, and I did talking on the porch as well. And I have no idea who this person is.
Who is it?
What's his name?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Hold him up.
What?
I have no idea.
It says your celebrity boyfriend is Aaron Taylor Johnson. He'll always be down to grab PSLs and go apple picking together. But I'm like, I don't know any of the things
that he's in.
Okay,
he's in
list
Anna
some of them.
Karenina. He's in The Fall Guy, that newish movie.
Oh, I like that movie. I like The Fall Guy.
Yeah, he's in Kraven the Hunter. Don't know that.
Don't know.
No idea.
Bullet Train.
Nope.
No.
With Brad Pitt.
Nope.
Sorry, Keek. You got a loser.
I got a loser.
Well, so if that's, you know who he is and you really like him, sorry, but we have no idea who he is.
Well, give us some more details. Send us an email at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com because I want to know more.
He plays about my Tom Ryder in The Fall Guy. I don't know.
Can you show me the picture? I actually really liked that movie, but I mean, it's also overshadowed by the fact that the main.
Okay, that's a better picture than the one that I had.
He's very good looking. He's very cute. I just don't know who he is.
Yeah, I think he's the boyfriend. And that's a really good movie also. If you guys want to watch a fun movie, Fall Guy.
Taylor.
Anyway, okay, well, fun. I thought that'd be kind of a fun thing.
Okay, super fun.
That's cute.
Yeah, I haven't done a BuzzFeed quiz literally in a decade.
Me neither. Honestly, it was hard to find one that like was actually halfway decent. Like, a lot of them, they're just bad.
I mean, Kira's taking them all. True. She knows.
Kira's taking them
all. I know what kind of, you could ask me anything. Disney princess to scalloped potato to who knows.
I like You've that.
Done it. And I will, I probably have done it.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, thank you guys so much for, I kind of stole that from you, but we had so much fun talking about our ins and outs. We want to know what your ins and outs are. So we're going to put a little poll on our Instagram today, and we would love to hear from you just to know, are we on the same wavelength? Is there something that we didn't cover that you think should be covered? But come back next Wednesday for a new episode. I'm trying to think. Okay, we're on Instagram. We're on TikTok.
Yes.
Email.
Yeah. Or if TikTok is still there by then. And all of that. Like, just write us an email at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. Send us a DM. Ask us questions. We love when you guys write us an email and, like, ask us our thoughts on things.
Yeah.
We literally have no business, like, talking about anything, but we'd love to talk about it. We'll talk about it. So
We will talk.
Thank you so much for listening.
We love you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye. Bye.